Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Bruce. I just have a quick question.
Hi, Bruce.
I received an advertisement from you folks, and I'm just curious whether or not you actually are in this area to be able to offer Wi-Fi services.
Sure, absolutely. What is your service address, please, Bruce?
2041 High Falls Road in Catskill, New York.
In Catskill?
Mm-hmm.
So it does show that on February 21st, we should have the in-service available. Essentially, right now, we are in the pre-order stage.
Okay.
And if you sign up now, between now and the 15th, you will get a $100 streaming card for streaming services. What that is it's essentially kind of like a gift card that's usable on streaming services only. So, like, it can help you pay for your Netflix, Hulu, any kind of streaming services that you normally pay for or that you want to explore.
Gotcha. I noticed that in this advertisement, it talks about keeping the price set for the first 2 years at $69, I think it was. $69.
Yes, that's if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account.
Okay. Or a credit card?
So if you do credit card, it would only give you a $5 discount, so it would bring it down to $74.99, which is why we emphasize the ACH.
Okay, $74.99 that way. Any cancellation fees? I know there's
no
contract.
So we have no contract, so therefore no cancellation fees either.
Okay.
Don't have any installation fees either. We do cover up to 300 feet for the drop cable, which is the cable that connects the network at the street to your home. So we do cover up to 300 feet. And then also we don't charge for rental of the equipment. So when we come out to do the install, we include the modem, the router, and depending on how large your home is, we do include one Wi-Fi extender if necessary.
Okay. And how would you gauge where our hookups would be? The 300 feet thing.
So oftentimes we will follow where your current provider is, but we can essentially do almost anything that you would like. So we do have the capability of running it to any room that you want it to go.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So
the pole, if you could
tell. Yeah, we have I know that your competitor in this area is going to be Mid-Hudson Cable.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they just put lines in, which won't activate until maybe May or along those lines. And I know that's just about 20 feet away from the house. Is that the distance we're talking about in regards to the amount of footage you say for running the line?
Yes.
To that? Okay.
Yeah, so we don't manage anybody else's cables. We run our own. But you'll see like a bright orange jacketed line, which is our fiber lines. But essentially from the street to the outside of your home is what I mean by the up to 300 feet covered.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing. So at this point, if I don't see the orange line, that means you haven't come down this road yet?
Well, we're still in the construction phase at this point, but we are in that pre-order phase. So we do expect service to become available after the 21st of February.
Okay. Great.
Can we put our name down? There's no obligation.
If there's no obligation, can we put our name on this at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could get you signed up and everything and all set so that when the 21st of February arrives, all we have to do is reach out to you to schedule your appointment.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm assuming that this up to 1 gig is the goal at this point?
Yes. So typically, if you receive anything less than 1 gig, then there's basically an issue. But at that point, we would consider that slow. But we do provide 1 gig guaranteed typically. The extenders, however, may not provide the full 1 gig. That's the only stipulation there.
Hold on.
Hi, this is Bruce's wife, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi. So we've been using hotspots because there is no service where we are at this point. So in comparison to a hotspot, I'm not familiar with like 1 gig. How would that compare, do you think?
So if you do a speedtest.net, if you go to speedtest.net, even on your phone while you're connected to the hotspot, you should be able to determine how fast of the speed you're getting. We provide 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload on the 1 gig plan. Okay. So a lot of cable companies, they offer up to 1 gig, depending on your plan that you select. We right. offer minimum 1 gig. So we have the 1 gig and the 2 gig plans available. And then we also have both upload and download symmetrical. So what that means is if you get the 2 gig plan, you're going to have 2,000 megabytes per second download, and you're going to have 2,000 megabytes per second upload. And neither of those will interfere with each other.
I would think that anything's going to be faster than what we have with the hotspot.
Absolutely, because it'll also be hardwired directly into your home, and then the router would disperse that Wi-Fi signal. The closer that you are to the Wi-Fi signal, the stronger your connection is.
Okay. How does that affect TV? Because currently we don't really have TV.
So we don't provide any TV service, but if you do have like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, any kind of services like that, you would be able to stream just with the internet. As far as subscriptions go, that's between you and the streaming platform.
Right.
Okay, whereas we don't cover that.
TV reception at all.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It would not affect TV reception at all. Like it's not like cable TV. Okay.
No, we don't provide any TV service at all. We are strictly internet and home phone.
Okay. Now, the $69.99 plan, that's not including the phone, right? That's just the
internet, indeed. The phone is $24.99 a month. And again, all taxes and fees are included. And of course, all the installation is included. The equipment, like the modem and router, are included. It's pretty straightforward. The promotional price is valid for 2 years. There's no contract, so no cancellation fees either.
All right, great. Yeah, we'd like to give it a try, and hopefully it works. We've been calling Mid Hudson for years, and haven't gotten anywhere. And they have quite a monopoly around here, so as you probably know.
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm very familiar with Catskill. My daughter used to live in Catskill.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we would definitely be interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you looking to add voice service as well, like the home phone? Or...
No.
Okay.
Because we currently have just on with Verizon. So we still have another year plus.
No worries. And then approximately how large would you say your home is in square footage?
Not a clue. it's small, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. It's not a... And then do you guys own or rent your current property?
We own.
Is the utility wires that currently feed your home, are they under the ground or through the air?
Air.
Okay. And then is your billing is your billing address different than your service address? I apologize. I can't speak today.
That's okay.
I'm all tongue-tied.
That's okay. They're both the same. It's 2041 High Falls Road.
Got it. Catholic. Perfect. 12414. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my daughter used to live on Gypsy Point, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then who did you want the account under? Did you want it under yourself, Marsha, or did you want it under Bruce?
It's under me.
Okay. And how do I spell your first name? Is it M-A-R-S-H-A?
Good guess.
Well, because my grandmother is M-A-R-C-I-A, so.
Everyone always assumes that, yeah.
Yeah. And then last name, please.
A-L-I-A.
Perfect. And the best email, this will also be the username that you would use to sign into your online account.
Okay. A-L-I-A family, all lowercase.
So that Hotmail?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, cut out there for a moment. So I've got aliafamily@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. What is the best phone number for us to reach you in the event that we need to? This will also be the primary on the account. Yep, 518.
312. 1756.
So I've got 312-1756.
Yeah. So where are you guys stationed out of now?
So we are headquartered in Kingston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're very, very local. We do have like a small office in Florida, but we are primarily here in the Hudson Valley and, of course, the Catskill region. So we have already got some services started in Hudson. We've got Rhinebeck. We have pretty much most of Saugerties already done. And then we're also heading out west as well.
All right, great. It's nice to see some competition for a change.
Oh, absolutely.
That's been around for a very long time. So.
Is there a secondary number that you'd like on the account in the event that we can't reach you?
Yeah, Bruce's number is 518-573-6894.
Perfect. And how did you want us to give you a call when it comes to notifications regarding your account or prior to your installation? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
You can either email. It doesn't really matter. Email's good.
Okay. And just so that you are aware, you may receive some marketing emails on promotions, discounts, things like that. If you ever want to unsubscribe from them, there is an unsubscribe button at the bottom of those emails, okay? And that way you'll only receive the account-specific ones.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, you may still receive calls from us based on, you know, oh, the payment didn't go through or we ran into an issue or we do need to reschedule. Is there a possibility to reschedule? So you will get specific ones as far as phone calls from us, our agents.
But to get the discount, we have to do through checking account, right?
Correct, yes. And actually, I'm able to do that now if you wanted to do it beforehand. Otherwise, you do have up until your installation date to go ahead and get it done. Because again, we don't charge until the first day of installation. So the day of install.
Yeah, I'll wait just because I'm not sure if we're going to do that or put it on a credit card. So.
Okay, no worries. That's understandable. So you will have that option to go ahead and do that online. Definitely keep an eye out on your email, though, because you should receive two emails, one of which would be your order confirmation, and the other one will be the invitation link to sign into your Archtop Fiber account.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course. Is there any information about your property that we should be aware of before we arrive at the location, such as any buried wires, septic tanks, sewage, water lines, gas lines?
No, not on that side of the house. I mean, the water well is on that side of the house, but that's it.
So it's in the front or on in?
On the side. It's going to be on the side. There's a little dirt road on the side of the house, and that's where the pole is, where the electric and all of that is wired from.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries.
Now, the house is mostly stone. It's like 1800s, so that won't affect the service, the life.
No, it should not.
Okay, good.
You said it was from the 1800s?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I've gone ahead and put in your order. I can't speak today, don't mind me. So I've gone ahead and put in your order. Yeah, I mean, it's also the rain. The rain has been a bit interesting today.
Yes, it has. I'm sorry, your name?
CJ.
CJ, thank you very much.
CJ. Oh, you're so very welcome. So again, you should receive those two emails, one of which the link to sign into your Archtop Fiber account, does expire in 24 hours. So be sure to get into that just to go ahead and reset your password so that you do have that capability of adding your auto pay settings online later on when you're ready to do so. And then when it comes time to February 21st, I'm sorry, at that point, we should be reaching out to you to go ahead and get scheduling taken care of.
DJ, is there any way you could add text as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the other, just in case we miss it.
Well, also, we will be leaving voicemails if we do have to reach out to you as well. So I wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to worry too much about that.
Great. Thank you.
Oh,
all right.
Of course.
Well, it's really nice to be able to not wait for the hotspot to hook up to watch.
Right.
And then
yes,
the
absolutely.
Have rain and yeah. So anyway, maybe we'll get into the 21st century eventually. So.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, oh, of course. And if there's any other questions or if you ever have anything that you want to discuss, definitely give us a call. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. And then we also, I do want to make sure that you are aware that on the day of install is the first day of your billing cycle. So that's
okay.
Why we do emphasize to get that auto pay setting done first before
that,
because that's when the bill will come out, and that's typically when the auto pay will take out. So
Okay. Bear
it in mind when scheduling that, you know, if you have a specific date in mind that you want the bill to come out, I would schedule for that specific day.
Okay.
Because
so
the bill will come out every month at the same day.
Okay. The AHC would bring it to the $69.99, and without it, $74.99?
Correct. If you do auto pay with your credit or debit, it would be $74.99. If you do it with your ACH, or rather in this case, bank account, it's basically the same thing. At that point, it would be $69.99, and that would be valid for 2 years.
All right. Great.
Okay. And since we did get your order in today, you will also qualify for that streaming card. It's $100. You will be able to use it for streaming services only, and that will enable you to pay for like Netflix, Hulu, whichever streaming services that you are interested in or already have.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Right. You would receive that card within 30 days after the date of install.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank
All
you
All right,
again.
Perfect. Of course, anytime. And was there anything else that I could help with today, Marcia?
No, we're good.
All right. Well, in that case, I hope that you both you, Marcia, and Bruce have a wonderful holiday season, and we look forward to being able to get you installed.
Okay. Thank you. So do we. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, and thanks so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.